I am an angel. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I am an angel. Now, all of you who know me attest to the fact that I am an angel. I am really a heavenly being. I am a divine being. I am a being that has come down strictly from the heavens, if you can come down from the heavens, and am living here on earth as an angelic person. Now, what does it mean to be an angel? To be an angel means that you are aware of your divine reality. To be an angel means that you are aware that you have the power of your thought and your word to bring about beautiful things in the lives of yourself and others. To know that you are an angel means that you are in a special relationship to your divinity. Your divinity is wide open to you. Your divinity is revealed to you and is revealed through you and revealed as you. To be an angel means that you are a divine being. Now, what's so big about that? I say I am an angel. Well, every being, every creation is also an angel. An angel is the divinity that we are. Now, if God created everything, and certainly God created everything according to our understanding, then God created all of us, and God created itself too. Now, my goodness, that's a new thought, isn't it? God created itself. Well, it's true. God created itself. We as God created ourselves. We as God created all the experiences we have in life. We as God create all the beings that are in our world because they're our reflection. They are our creation, and we have brought them forth. We have brought forth them out of their divinity, out of their magnificence, out of their perfection, out of their angelic wholeness. Now, many people like to say angels run around with wings and they run around doing angelic things. Well, my goodness sakes, what's so strange about that? Do you have wings? Do you have symbols of your divinity all over your body? Just look at your body. Look at the amazement of your body, of how beautiful it is and how divine it is and what a marvelous creation it is. Surely it's the body of an angel. It's the body of divinity. It's the body of the allness. It's the body of God. And angels go around doing beautiful things. Well, isn't that what God does? God went around doing beautiful things, creating us. We as God, God as us. And we, as God, are going out creating beings in our world who are fantastic and beautiful and fulfilled in every way. We're creating lovely beings that we admire and respect and feel very good about. A lot of times people say, oh, this is now stepping into the psychic realm. Well, what is the psychic realm? The psychic realm is merely the realm in which you are totally in charge of your spiritual awareness. The psychic realm is where you are totally understanding who and what you are and living in that reality. The psychic realm, as we try to pretend it to be, is something so odd and so way out and something that is only for a few who have turned their attention to that spiritual reality that they are. And is that the case? Think about it. Think about it. There is no realm in the universe that is separate from man. There's no realm in the universe that is separate from God. There's no realm in the universe that's separate from each other. There's no realm separate from one realm or another. Every realm is one as the other. Now, why do we say these things are so strange? Why do we think that it's so unusual for there to be angels and there to be a psychic realm and there to be things? Anything you want to create, you can create. Anything you want to have, you can have. Whatever the mind of man can believe and conceive, it can achieve. Whatever the mind of man wants to dream up, imagine, think about, so it is. Have you thought about that? You see, when we do that, then we start taking ourselves away from the field of magic that's just for a few. We take ourselves away from the field of things that are unique and unusual and separate from what everyone else can do. Well, every single one of us can be the magic of the world, and we are. Every single one of us, whatever thought we think, is our magic. Every single one of us, whatever angelic idea we have about ourselves or another, is wonderful. Now think of yourself, just for the fun of it, and say you're an angel in whatever realm you think an angel is. And here's your mom. She's having a problem. And your mom says, "Sweetheart, can you give me a hand?" And you're an angel. Now, you look at your mom and you say, "Yes, Mom, what can I do for you?" And she names some difficulty she has. And you say, "Mom, you're whole and perfect." And then Mother doesn't say another word, but goes on into some other subject. Because the moment you have spoken your word that she is whole and perfect, you have created her in your world whole and perfect, and there's nothing more to do. And you have created her in her world whole and perfect, and there's nothing more to do. Because she is your creation. You're the master. She is your creation in everything she does. You're the creator. You're the one who caused her to be unhappy for a moment because you worried about her for a moment. And your worry made something untoward take place in her life for just a moment. And then she calls upon you, her angel daughter, her angel son, and said, "Can you give me a hand?" And you instantly see her fantastic, glorious, whole, and perfect. Well, sounds like a human being does that too. Yes, that's true. But it's not the human being who does that. You see, it's the human being who for a moment saw your mother with a problem. It's the divine being who never sees the problem, who always sees the solutions of our life, who always sees the glory and the hallelujah of every beautiful experience that comes our way. The divine in us is the angel in us, is that glorious, radiating voice of magic that sings so gloriously in our ears. No CD has ever taken down the music of the angels singing in our ears. No person on earth has ever heard the singing of the music in my ears. It's just mine. And I have never heard the music singing in that ear of another. It's just theirs. But we have all heard the universal singing together, the united oneness of the music of the divine, as it rings through our hearts and through our minds and through our beings. It's a glorious thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's beyond any comprehension that we have to spell it out. For when the angels begin to sing, all the world radiates its absolute perfection. When the angels begin to flutter their wings, all the world radiates harmony and perfection in all its being. When the angels move through the heavens, all is right with the world. All is in divine order. Now, that angel is you and me. That divinity is you and me. That God is you and me. And the day that we find ourselves and we say to ourselves, "I'm not an angel. I'm not God. I'm not humanity. I am allness." The day that we say, "I am allness," then we will be the flutter of the angel wings, the voice celestial. We will be that which is so beautiful that it is totally without comprehension. It is just absolute harmony throughout all the world. And how wonderful that is. I'm an angel. Did you know that? And so are you. Isn't it wonderful? I love you. I love you. I love you.